Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. One of the key components of feeling beautiful is feeling stylish and comfortable in your clothes and just on point. And we have someone here that is going to help you with all of that. Welcome to the show, Jackie Wheeler.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It is so great to have you here. For my audience, Jackie Style, she is an image and branding specialist. She has an agency called Jackie Style. With people's image, she helps them feel stylish and confident. And she is going to talk today all things style. So, Jackie, how did you get to be an image consultant and wardrobe stylist? What was your origin story?
Well, my very early origin story is that I loved playing with my Barbies and mixing and matching their outfits. My grandmother had this amazing neighbor who had no girls for grandchildren, so she handmade Barbie clothes for me when I came to visit. So I had couture Barbie clothes. And I would mix and match them. And I did that. And then I started styling my friends when I was in high school and college. And it just really made sense when I went to college and got my degree that I would do fashion. So it all kind of came together and I started a business.
And where did you get your degree in fashion?
My degree is from Arizona State University. And it's called Clothing and Textiles and Business. So it's fashion merchandising.
Great. So what are some big style no-nos that you see people making? And what is the solution? Like for me, I have been collecting skinny jeans for like the last 20 years. I have every wash, every fabric, every cut of skinny jean. And now all of a sudden, wide-leg jeans are back in. So like, are skinny jeans a faux pas? Give us some more, faux pas, definitely fashion knots.
Oh gosh. Well, here's my take on style and whatnot. Yeah. It's really what you feel your best in. And when I was young and started my business, I wanted to give a consulting to an older woman. I say older, she was not older. And I had mentioned because you're over a certain age, you should. And she looked at me and said, because I'm over a certain age, I don't have to. So I really promote figuring out what's best style for you. And if it happens to be a trend that comes in that you love, embrace it. And if you hate the trend, don't do it. You might fall in love with it later. I really promote knowing what your best colors are. So even when a crazy color comes in and you're like, that's not my best one, you don't do it. Or if a crazy color comes in, it becomes your favorite and it's in your palette, fantastic. But I also don't do shoulds. So I'm like, you should do this. Like I really want you to be authentic in who you are and how you hold yourself. So I teach my clients color their best colors. We talk about fashion personality, how that fits into them, who they are authentically, and their body type, because those are the big things that are reasons that things aren't working in your closet or things don't work while you're trying things on.
So what are your fashion archetypes in your teaching?
My fashion archetypes? Well, that's a great question. I've never really thought of it in that sense. I talk about with personality, like, do you prefer something that's bold, that you want to be seen? You want to always be seen? Are you really more want to have something that's more natural or simple? Are you very classic? You want it to be timeless? Are you really wanting it to be really feminine? Do you want a really feminine feel? And each one of those creates a different feel and a different look. And then I call I have one that's eclectic, and she's that gal that can just kind of move in and out of whatever suits her needs and suits the situation.
So what do you think about women dressing out of their comfort zone to manifest their next best version of themselves? Is that what a stylist can help them see, like who they could be and step into?
Yes.
They only would change how they dress. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So when we are our authentic selves, we will get to that next place. And if you're uncomfortable with what you're wearing and your own skin, and you're not quite sure why, when you hire a stylist or you work with a stylist, that person helps you navigate to where you really want to be. You look at your closet and like, this isn't me anymore. We grow over time. Maybe the styling's not right. Maybe it's not right for your style image, your current style image and brand. Maybe it's not right for where you want to go. And that's a great place to have that conversation. I talk about finding your three worst that you want to have when you walk into a room. And if you aren't currently feeling those feelings, what are those three words that you want to have, that you want to create, that you want to manifest, that you want to bring to the table when people look at you, so that you can get to the place that you want to be?
That's like the show, right? Balance, beauty,
yeah.
Independent. So a lot of the people who listen to the show want to live into these three words. So how do we edit our closet? I know some people hang on to things. Like I've heard a stylist say, if you haven't worn it in 3 months, throw it away. If it's stained or damaged, throw it away. You know, what are some tips for editing our own wardrobe? I know it's definitely better to have a stylist do it, but for those who are not able to do that, what advice?
Yeah. Well, I like to start with one, if you haven't worn it, but I usually give it a full season. So you can, like here in Arizona, I have a larger opportunity to wear things because of the way that the seasons are. But if you haven't worn it that full season to the next season, you're probably not going to. If your doesn't fit you, you look at it and you hate it, and you hate it every time you pull it out, get rid of it. I usually recommend having bags in your closet that are donate, fix. If you're one that likes to dry clean, so dry clean, so you have those. And if you haven't fixed things in a fix bag in a certain amount of time, give it whatever your amount of time is, those need to go. If you're not loving them, they need to go. If the pieces in your closet aren't the right size, so whether they're too little or too big, and you can't find what you want right away and you're frustrated, that's a really great point and time to start taking those things out. So if you are concerned about getting to those sizes again, put them someplace else until you know that they can just go away. But don't have them in front of you, because you'll just create frustration for yourself.
And what advice do you have on how to organize your closet so that you can see everything? Like, do you tell people to organize it by color or type of clothes or what?
Well, there's so many different learning types and so many different ways people think about how to create. My first recommendation is I do by sleeve size, sleeve and length, sleeve length, pant length, or, you know, bottom length, and then dress length too. But then I do recommend the rainbow, start with white and with black, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple in each of those. Then you know what you have in colors and you can mix and match. There are many people who really feel it's beneficial to them to create full outfits. I don't recommend having a whole closet like that. I do recommend taking an opportunity to maybe look at your week and pre-plan your outfits if you need to have that. I know these outfits work together. Because what will happen if you only pre-plan it and only have your outfits together, I only wear these things together, you'll never expand your wardrobe and have that mix and match option.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of mix and match, do you have any good advice for packing for a trip?
Oh, yes. Well, first, I highly recommend that you take your itinerary and you figure out what you're going to be doing so that you're very clear about what your needs are. So if you are going to a conference and there's very specific needs you have for conferencing, like what's happening? Do you have a formal night? Do you have a casual night? Do you have a theme night? And then you can kind of go from there. Have a list. And I actually recommend you keeping this list with you. So if your luggage gets lost, then you know what's in the list. But take that list and take your day-to-day and write out what you think you want to wear. Lay it out. And as you're laying it out, figure out what mix and matches. See how many things you can mix and match as possible. And then see how many things that you need. Like, you don't need 15 outfits for a 2-day trip or, you know, a 3-day trip. Maybe you do. Depends on your itinerary. But once you've done that and you've figured that out, add your shoes, accessories, all those things. And then I actually recommend putting one outfit in that doesn't go with anything else, because you're going to have that day that you don't want to wear the things that you actually have in your bag, but just one, so that you can have some option that you're like, I don't feel like this anymore. And then you have that other option. I will say, some people need to start at their shoes. So if you need comfy shoes and you need to know that you can walk in them, start at the bottom. If you have something else that you need to start with, start there. So if you start from the bottom up because you have specific shoes you need to wear, do that. And so that should help too.
And how do you recommend people fold their clothes? Some people say rolled up, some people say flat.
Oh, it depends. It depends on the item. And I really love those cubes. They're packing cubes. You can get them in any color. What I do is I put I'll roll some things in the cube, but I like them in the cube because if someone opens the TSA, opens your bag, then not everything's like exploding out. Then you can look at the cube. And, so sometimes I roll, sometimes I lay flat. It depends on the item. And sometimes I layer, because layering will help keep things from getting, creased or, less messy in your bag. So it depends on your bag and it depends on the accessories that you have to use and whether you're going to roll or be flat.
How do you pack jewelry?
Oh, well, I pack, I have two ways. I have a bigger case that I recommend for like bigger pieces, like big chunkies. Mm-hmm. And then I have a smaller case that has like specific little spots for small pieces and things that will get tangled. So if it's something that gets tangly, they need to be separated. Sometimes I'll use a straw. Sometimes I'll use, what is that little, I can't remember the thing, but you can put your tangly ones inside the straw. Mm. And,
like inside that way a they don't... straw, that is such a cool pack. I've never thought about that. That's great.
Yeah. So if they're not chunky and they're light and they get tangled easy, it's great. And then you just pack them flat and then you're fine. So there's a couple different ways, a couple different tricks. I also like to mix and match them, make sure that they all like mixy matchy with all the things that are in the bag.
That is great advice. So do you believe with bright colors, monochromatic head to toe, or just one accent piece?
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy to follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting. And let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
Oh, all the above. Depends on the person.
Yeah, I love it. So how do you empower people to find their authentic sense of style? Do you have any tips?
Play a lot. If you look on Pinterest and be inspired, what are you being inspired by? Wander the mall, look to see, and then play. Are you inspired by something that your friend's wearing? Well, why? Ask yourself why, and then go find it. It doesn't cost anything to wander the mall. It doesn't cost anything to go try things on.
Do you believe in high-low fashion?
High-low. I love consignment, and I love that opportunity so that we're not having so much waste in the world. I think that there's a value in having opportunities to see creativity and see new ways that they're going to create things. I get concerned on how much waste there is. But I also know that when you're also living your authentic self, that maybe purple's not in that season. You're never going to find it. Where you're going to find it is consignment or thrift. So yeah. It depends. And if you're more of a, like, let's say you're more of a retro style, you'll rarely find a retro styling within the classic genres of a Saks Fifth or a Nordstrom's or whoever that you're going to just regularly find in the mall.
Well, I love going like high couture with like H&M or Forever 21 or like something expensive with something consignment, you know, mixing and matching.
Throw it all together. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And can anybody wear hats?
I think anybody can wear hats. It's just a matter of personal preference and like how comfortable you are. You have to find the right style. It's not anyone could wear every hat. It's like there is a hat for everyone.
If that makes sense. Yeah. So I could ask you a million questions. This is so much fun for me. I love fashion. So how can people stay in touch with you and see you style people? Do you have a social media place where you show people what you do?
Yes. The best place to see all the juicy is on Instagram, which is the Jackie Style. And then I do have a website. Mostly that's pretty static, but it's a really fun place to kind of check things out too. That's thejackiestyle.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you everyone for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetize.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time. Keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all 7 pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.